You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. The city of Hanford has undergone a lot of changes over the years. One thing that has stayed the same, the city's picturesque downtown. Many listeners probably can relate to going to Superior Dairy on the town square, enjoying an ice cream, maybe even going to a movie or a performance at the Fox Theater. The city has also grown on the fringe. A new Costco is slated to start construction in the coming years. There's a lot of discussion, though, about the future of Hanford, those developments on the fringe, and the future of downtown. Here to tell us more about some of the latest happenings in that Kings County county seat is Mike Iman. He is the city government reporter with the Hanford Sentinel. He joins us today on Valley Edition. Mike, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You wrote an article about a week and a half ago about the city doing a survey of its downtown and looking at all of the vacancies that are in the neighborhood. That sort of caught my attention because I go to Hanford maybe a few times a year, enjoy going to a place like Superior Dairy or maybe some of the antique stores and restaurants. I've always thought of Hanford as having a real vibrant downtown, the farmer's market and things like that. But I guess things have sort of fallen on hard times in recent years.
I think it kind of took the same kind of hit like most cities did when the economy kind of took a turn for the worse over the last few years. I think things are kind of picking up again. But you look at the way downtown Hanford is right now, and there's some vacancies. I don't think there's as many as some people would tell you, but the ones that are there are fairly prominent. And so I think it's kind of waiting on some sort of trendy something or other to come in and fill those vacancies and start drawing people to downtown for more than just Superior Dairy, although that is certainly a draw.
So what are city leaders trying to do?
One of the things that they did earlier this year is the majority of the council, this was kind of a divisive issue, but they started repealing some of these strict requirements for what types of businesses have to go downtown. So some of the things that they looked at were hotels and movie theaters. So until a few months ago, if you were a full-service hotel, which includes room service, on-site restaurant, those sorts of amenities, you could only be downtown. And so I think what some of the council members have been looking at is trying to open up more of a free market kind of approach, which is, if you're a hotel, you can go where you think you're going to do the best business, and we'll be maybe more receptive to other types of businesses that want to be downtown. So,
and movie theaters are also another key sticking point, right?
Right. So they did the same sort of thing with movie theaters. They opened it up a little bit. So if you're a movie theater, you don't have to go downtown, which kind of makes sense because I think there's been some discussion that I've heard. If you wanted to have a big Edwards type movie theater like Fresno has, where would you put it if it had to be downtown? And so I think that's a valid question. There were rumors going around after they started talking about this that there was a 12-screen movie theater that wanted to build downtown. Still no word on that, who the mystery developer was or if it was ever even a project. So we'll see what happens with that. As far as the hotels, though, I actually just did a story that ran today. There's actually a couple of hotel projects outside of the downtown area that are getting ready to get started since that rule changed.
There's also a lot of talk and some controversy as well about the planned Costco development on Lacey Boulevard on the east side of town. What is the latest on that? I understand that things are moving pretty quickly, but construction's not underway just yet.
Not just yet, but I think they're kind of in the final stretches of getting that going. Last I checked, the city just kind of has to finish getting all the rights of way on East Lacey Boulevard. So for part of this project, they have to relocate a section of East Lacey Boulevard leading up to Highway 43 and relocate the intersection. And Caltrans wants them to put in a roundabout there. Some locals are kind of a little cautious about that idea. But so they have to get the rights of way to some of these properties in order to relocate the street and put in the roundabout. So I think from what I'm being told is that Costco is pretty much waiting for that to all be done, just getting the rights of way, and then they'll be ready to pull a building permit. But they have their plans in, they're approved, they're ready to pull a permit as soon as all the conditions are ripe.
Now, in reporting on these stories, you've talked to business owners throughout the city. What is the general mood from them, especially maybe some of those in the downtown area, about the changes that have been underway? Certainly, there's been a lot of growth in Hanford, and you have demand, obviously, if Costco's talking about building a new store. They see that as a ripe market. What about some of the small business owners? What do they feel about the direction things are going?
Well, I think if you look around just how Hanford has grown over the past couple of decades, you do have this kind of like downtown's in the middle, and then you have 12th Avenue on one extreme of town, and then you're talking about building another commercial center on the opposite side, to the east. And so it kind of puts downtown in a weird position of you know, if I have a business downtown, I'm really going to have to do something to draw people to this part of town. Because if you want to go to Target or Walmart, you're heading over to the west. Or if you want to go to Costco pretty soon, you're going to be heading over to the east. And so I think some of these businesses are really going to have to do something to try to stand out and actually draw people to downtown. So I think that's the big concern. It's like, so what's going to happen to downtown once you have this kind of sandwich of commercial on one side, commercial on the other, and then small businesses in the middle?
One of the other draws in downtown Hanford has typically been the Fox Theater. I know this is a little outside of your normal beat of covering city government, but the Fox has been closed for some time due to some much-needed repairs and repairing the ceiling. There was an issue, I guess, over a year ago with the Fox, and they have made some of those repairs and are doing things. Is that slated to reopen anytime soon? And how much of a concern is that, having that open again, for the general neighborhood around there?
So I haven't done an update on that in probably a month or two, so I'm not exactly sure where they're at. I haven't heard an open date at this point, so I assume that they're still finishing up the construction. As far as the impact, all right, so the Fox Theater is, I think, really good at drawing people from outside of the area to downtown. But, I mean, most of the events they do are in the evening, and a lot of downtown businesses are closed in the evening. So I don't know how much of an impact it really has on surrounding businesses, although it's definitely a great way to get people coming downtown and at least seeing what it has to offer.
One of the other things moving on from downtown, but also part of city government that has been a big issue, is water conservation. The city of Hanford was one of the agencies cited by the State Water Board a while ago for water conservation. How is the city faring in trying to get in line with what the state wants to see on that front? What have you seen from City Hall in that regard?
Well, that's kind of a complicated one. It depends who you talk to. I mean, if you look strictly at the numbers as far as the conservation totals, I believe that they've been doing a little bit better in the last month or two. But they got off to such a rocky start that it's, you know, so they have to get to 28% conservation compared with 2013, and basically since they had such low conservation levels for a few months, that standard is basically, you know, even higher. So they're trying to do like kind of like a public information campaign. They're sending out flyers. They put up a special website. I think what it comes down to is people can only really conserve so much. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how the state handles that, because I don't think Hanford's the only one that's having some of these issues.
Before we go, coming back to where we started this conversation, so the city did this survey of vacancies downtown. What is the next step? Are they going to go up with a full new plan for the downtown area? I know there's been some talk about the east downtown area, trying to come up with a plan for that area, the China Alley district, and connecting that with the rest of downtown. What's the next step for the city in trying to look at a new vision for that area? I know there's also been some talk about trying to, you know, come up with those more trendy things. What's the new thing that is going to attract people? Maybe it's live workspaces, things like that. What's the next step in terms of city government dealing with that issue?
Well, I think the next step is that the council has actually been talking about this for a few months now as some sort of incentive package. So one of the things that they've kind of tentatively discussed is some sort of like sales tax refund, I believe. and just ways to make it easier on businesses to come downtown as opposed to if they wanted to start a business somewhere else. So just making it more appealing. But I think first, before they did anything like that, they wanted to look at the vacancies versus buildings that are actually can't be occupied. They're just so beyond out of repair. So if that happens to be something that they find is a real problem, they might try to tackle helping property owners as opposed to helping businesses, or some combination of the two.
We've been talking with Mike Eyman. He is the city government reporter for the Hanford Sentinel, covering City Hall issues, everything from the new Costco that is going in on Lacey Boulevard near Highway 43 to efforts to revive Hanford's downtown area. Mike, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Joe.